Welcome to Luciat Lux Ministries. This is Terence Antuaco, founder of Luciat Lux Ministries, author of Divine Intervention, and my upcoming book, Soul to Soul, Finding Light in My Everyday Life. Welcome to our podcast. Today I have Mr. Colton Hawkins. Colton and I met a few years ago. We did jiu-jitsu. We did Brazilian jiu-jitsu together and got to know each other from there. And at one point, Colton approached me with some medical questions, and I took care of him, helped him out with his medical issues, and eventually he ended up working for me, and we became friends from there. And now he's part of my our ministry. Colton wanted to help serve God by helping encourage other people and inspire them, as is the objective of our ministry. He's been through a lot in his life, and he wanted to share his personal story and hopefully the struggles that he went through and the lessons he learned from them would be able to help people who may be experiencing the same issues in their lives. So Colton is now after he left Premier Gastroenterology, where he worked for me, Colton worked as an EMT, emergency medical tech, and he's also in paramedic school, and he's doing his share of serving the general public by the work that he does. Colton is here, I'll let him introduce himself and give you some basic information about himself for you to get to know him before he gives us his talk. Colton.
So I'm Colton. I am now 22 years old. I recently married, just over 1 year, just at the 1 year mark. And we are just now about to have our first baby here in the next couple of days, hopefully. I started working on the ambulance shortly after leaving the clinic, and I'm currently in paramedic school, like Terrence said. And I came here, I approached him because I realized that everyone serves a purpose, and I feel that if I can share my story and encourage someone to serve their purpose, it's worth it, even if it's just one person. So that's why I'm here today.
Well, thanks for having the courage to be vulnerable and share some possibly deeply personal stories about your spiritual journey with the public. And that's how we encourage people, by helping them see what we've been through and how we came out of it. So tell us, you've been through a lot medically. So when we first met, you had experienced some significant medical symptoms that led to weight loss, and it affected your nutritional state, and a lot of intervention had been done without any success, and you've suffered quite a bit, right, from all the symptoms you've been through. And so tell us, how did you view those difficult times where you feel like there's no end in sight, when your symptoms just kept going and there was no quick solution, and you're constantly having difficulties and not able to lead a normal life, especially for somebody in their early 20s who should be having a carefree type of lifestyle?
Well, so September of 2019, I was obviously fresh out of high school, graduated in May, and I knew that I wanted to work on an ambulance. That was my plan. So when I was waiting for EMT school to start in January, I became sick. I believe the day was September 19th, I think was the actual day that I originally got sick. I woke up.
How do you remember that date?
I don't remember exactly how I know the day. I think it's just stuck with me. I woke up in the middle of the night just vomiting. There was no precursor to it. There was no, I didn't feel sick the night before going to sleep. I had no problem sleeping. I just woke up vomiting. And it progressed through the night. It felt like a normal, just viral illness.
So you went from completely normal to suddenly waking up, bang, your life changed.
Yeah, matter of fact, the day before for lunch, I actually had a Little Caesars pizza, a full pizza by myself. So I was leading a pretty normal life for my age and my usual habits. So I woke up throwing up. I still lived with my parents at the time. So, they took care of me. I went to the urgent care the next day. Yeah, you have stomach bug, go home and hydrate. So I went home, did my best to get better, and I thought I was doing better. Over the next couple of days, I did get, slightly more appetite, but I never got 100% to where I could eat like I usually was. And then I got sick again, maybe a month later. I throw up again all night, and I started to realize that I had a problem, like an actual, it wasn't just simply a stomach bug, quote unquote. And I, growing up, had a extreme fear of vomiting, like a phobia level vomiting. My parents tried to put me through like a counseling, I guess you could call it, when I was little. I don't know why I had the fear, but just growing up, I had this just gross fear of vomiting. And it was unexplained. And every time I got sick when I was little, I would go weeks after saying that I felt nauseous. And my parents thought that this was what it was. I got sick and I continued to tell them I was feeling sick. And rightfully so, they thought it was just another one of my episodes, that they called it. So this continued probably through November, past my birthday, which is the 27th of November. I think we actually met early November, I think was when I started to try to go back to the gym.
Right, you missed several classes.
Yeah, I missed like a month.
And then you suddenly showed up and we were wondering what happened. And I think I may have asked you what's going on, or...
Yeah, because I was...
You were telling Mike...
I was telling Mike why I was out, and you had overheard and asked me, and I had... I mean, I had met you, but I didn't know
anything. We never really chatted.
Yeah, I didn't even know what you did for a living or anything about you. So when you asked me, I kind of just gave you a brief, as if someone was just, showing sorrow, or I've been sick, so I told you what was going on, and you gave me your phone number. I said if I for whatever reason need something, I can just give you a call. So I don't remember exactly the timeline, but I think I waited a couple of days.
Yeah, before you call me right away.
Yeah, I think I waited a couple of days before I actually texted you, and you saw me, you told me to come into the office, right? But before that, no, it was after I helped you move. Remember, I helped you move to the clinic.
Yeah.
From the old clinic to the new clinic. But anyways, so over the past months, it was while I was sick from September to right when we actually met and you gave me your phone number. It was very hard, because if you explain to someone that you're nauseated, it's not a big deal. Like, okay, you're nauseated, you can't, but it's every meal that you can't eat, and if you do eat, you feel sick, and you get sick, and you start to get tired. You can't do anything without being tired. I mean, I was 19 years old, 18 years old, and I couldn't do things like a normal 19-year-old, 18-year-old could do. I couldn't eat with my family or my friends because I would get sick, and it was just very
discouraging.
Yeah. I've never been, even to this day, I'll never tell someone that I've been depressed, and not because I'm ashamed to admit it, but I've never truly felt that I was depressed or have experienced depression, but it was very discouraging. So every moment of the day you feel sick, and you go to sleep at night, you know, I might sleep good tonight or I might wake up throwing up. I mean, it's a coin toss. So that was very unsettling time.
So then did you have a strong spiritual life at that time? What was your relationship with God like at that time?
So if you had asked me what I believed, I would have told you that I believed in God, but I did not have an actual relationship with Him. Mm-hmm. And I never, not that reading the Bible means you have a relationship. I didn't read the Bible. I didn't do, I never really prayed.
But you know God, but you don't have a personal relationship.
Right. I knew that He existed, and I believe that He existed, but I didn't, it wasn't a factor in my life.
So for a 19-year-old who feels invincible otherwise, right?
Yeah.
You need for God probably was least in your priority list, right?
Right. I mean,
you probably never sought God.
Right. I felt at the time no desire to need Him or to lean on Him. I mean, I figure I can take care of things on my own. But when I slowly became sicker and sicker and you began to take care of me, it became clear that there was likely no medical answer for my problems.
Because we did all the tests.
Yeah, we did all the tests. We did procedures and blood work and several visits, and we tried this, we tried this, and we tried dieting, and we tried medicines, and nothing seemed to completely work, completely resolve the symptoms. So it became clear that there was not an earthly explanation or
solution. But at some point during that period, there were times where you felt well, right? At some point, you started to get better, you were able to eat more, and you started to gain some weight. And then what happened with your way of thinking at that time? So when you were sick, obviously when you're sick, let's track back. When you were sick, were you seeking God at that time?
No, I was seeking a medical answer, okay, and an earthly resolution.
Right. So at that point, you were still not, despite the difficulties you were experiencing, you still haven't sought out God's intervention.
Right.
So at what point did you start seeking help from a higher power than medicine?
So after after we met, and aside from my medical problems, we kind of became friends, and chatting on the side, and you told me that you needed an assistant to work for you, and you had offered me the job on the condition that I studied for the job, and I was open to being taught, and I was very, for lack of a better term, I was very gung-ho about it, especially in the beginning. I was very excited, because prior to, I really had no plans, other than I knew I wanted to work on an ambulance, and so when you offered me that spot, I remember where I was at, actually, because you had told me one day when I was working at my high school, my the job that I worked at while I was in high school. I stayed there after high school for a couple of months, and you told me that there was a spot for me if I wanted it, and you offered me, and I went home and I told my grandparents. So I was very excited. They were very excited for me. And so I started working here, and you were...
But initially, the job that was available for you was to fill the coffee pots and water the plants, right?
Right. That's what I was excited about, because, I mean, I had no other... In the midst of the storm of being sick and of being kind of discouraged, I kind of had this newfound something to look forward to.
Yeah.
And so even if it was filling coffee pots and
watering the plants,
it was enough for me to be excited about. And it quickly became available that you actually needed an assistant spot. And then fast forward, you gave me your books that you were given in school, and you started you took me under your wing. And while you counseled me and taught me about, you know, biology, pathology, anatomy, and all the medical stuff, you told me to download the Bible app. And you told me specifically that even if it was, I just read the verse of the day and just the chapter that the verse was in, just start doing that. And that's what I did. And then quickly, after that, you told me to download the Daily Bread app, and it just gives you like a devotional for the day. And I did that shortly after, and it became kind of like a daily habit. I would show up to work early, or maybe 10, 15 minutes early, and I would sit in my car and just read them. So that's really when I started to search for guidance from God, and started to have what I thought was an actual relationship and leaning on Him.
So when you started reading the Bible from the YouVersion app, was it the first time you've ever read the Bible?
On my own time and under free will, yes, it was.
So how did that help you get to know God more? I mean, how did that help
you? Well, it's very hard when you start out knowing nothing.
But of course, you know something, right? Because you go to church and your family...
Well, growing up, we didn't really go to church. We did a few times when I was little, but it wasn't a every Sunday thing. And
But did you know who Jesus is?
I did.
And how did you know about Jesus?
From growing up, from the time the church growing up.
From whom? Whom did you learn that from?
It was the youth group that I was at. In church.
So you did go to church some?
Yeah, some when I was little, for a youth group, but it didn't last long, and it wasn't a...
It wasn't like a lifestyle
kind of thing. No.
Okay, so you read the Bible, so I'm just trying to put myself in your shoes. If I've never read the Bible...
Yeah, so when you read the Bible for the first time, on like when you, under free will, you know, you pick up your phone or the Bible and you actually start reading and trying to understand, it's very hard to put it into application with your life. There's not really any, you don't understand any of the backstory, but that's why the verse of the day is a good place to start, because you can take the two or three sentences that it says and you can focus on that for the day. And then the next day when you read the new verse of the day, you can take that and apply it to that day. And then you do that every day until you begin to get more comfortable, and then you can start reading the chapter that it lies in.
Yes, it's very gradual.
Right. You have to start introduction. Right. You have to start small, or else you get overwhelmed.
So I presume that when you were reading the Bible at that time, you're reading the verse of the day, you were reading it as if you're just reading a newspaper, right?
Yeah, I was reading it as a...
Like a very factual, objective kind.
Right, and I was reading it, I was seeking... My point of view is that if I can read the right things and think the right way, I will no longer be sick.
Oh, so it was transactional.
Right. It was a...
You were thinking if you...
If I did the right things and thought the right way, I would no longer have the need to be sick. So that was kind of that was an appropriate thing to do in my mind.
Yeah.
And at the very least, it started me reading, because everyone has to start somewhere. But in hindsight, it was the wrong reason for reading and actually attempting a relationship.
So when did that change? So while you were working for me, you were sick for a few months, and then at some point you got better.
I was sick until maybe April or May.
Right, so this was like 4 or 5 months.
Of 2020, yeah.
So 4 or 5 months down the road, you started to get
after better. After meeting you, yes. It was, in total, it was probably 7 or 8 months of being sick. It was pretty regular. I would have days where I was better and some days where I was worse, but generally I was sick until, you know, maybe middle of the year of 2020.
So when you got better, did that pull you away from these habits that you were trying, since it was a transactional, spiritual relationship with God? So now that you've gotten better, did you slow down on your spiritual
efforts? It was like whenever I realized that I was no longer sick and I was getting better, I kind of had like this very short term, like,
you forgot.
It's not that I forgot. I actually, right after the initial, I guess, realization that I was healed, I was very thankful and very, very appreciative, and it actually made me feel stronger in my faith. So I continued my habits, but then when I had no need, it fell off very quickly after, maybe a couple of weeks. I mean, I'm just guessing because it's hard to remember, but very shortly after it fell off, because I had no longer the need to pursue.
Because it was purely transactional relationship with God.
Once I got what I wanted,
right,
I no longer had the need for...
Which happens to a lot of us.
Right. So, and in that time, I had always known that I was, you know, relatively intelligent and able to obtain information and retain information. So as you were teaching me, you know, I became more knowledgeable, and being 19 years old, and
I don't think I taught you much about the Bible or stuff.
No, I'm talking about medically information. I became very very arrogant, being 19 years old and working with people that have gone to college and being on the same level, quote level, that they were, in the same environment that they were in. I became very very arrogant and very egotistical.
Right, because I've always told you that you're gifted, you're a quick learner.
Right.
And you're very intelligent.
Right. So after being sick and being humbled, it kind of happened at a perfect time, you know, where I no longer feel sick, and I'm also reaching my maximum, what I thought was my maximum potential at the time. And so, like, my ego was catapulted.
Right. It also didn't help when I was encouraging you and telling you how good you are. It probably went to your head.
Right? It did, because I had no understanding of humility, even though I just came out months of being sick. I forgot what it was like to be humble and to actually have something to lose.
Yeah, because you were humbled when you got sick.
Right.
And then, but it was a short period of sickness, relatively speaking.
Right. Relatively speaking, it was a minor sickness.
The effect of that didn't really last very long.
Yeah, it was a minor sickness. It was what I would consider to be an inconvenience, but it was a relatively minor sickness.
And you probably thought at that time, this is going to be a one and done thing.
Right.
You're sick, you got better, it's done.
Right. I thought I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
So coming out of being sick and being told that I was gifted and all that stuff, it definitely launched my arrogance through the roof. So,
it was my fault then.
So I kind of started to lose sight of things that mattered. I took things for granted, very much so. I came into work feeling like I earned this, the job that I had and the spot that I had, and it quickly became to where I was unhappy because
You felt you deserved more.
I felt I deserved more. And
Entitled.
right, exactly, I was very entitled, and it was very wrong of me to think that way and act the way that I did. So in late 2020, just after a year of actually starting, I decided that I wanted to leave, and because I felt that I could do it on my own and I didn't need help, and that I was strong enough and smart enough to figure it out on my own. So I left and got a job working from home for a mortgage company, and with the promise that I would, within a year I would be making X amount of dollars, I would be able to do things my way, and not need anyone's help, basically. Because it was just the built up arrogance over time and entitlement that kind of spilled over, and it allowed me to think that way.
Okay, so what happened at the job?
So when I started the job, I was initially very happy. I was working from home, and the money wasn't good, and that was my main goal, was money. It was the reason for almost everything that I did at the time was money.
Which is important anyway, because you needed the money, you needed to make
Yeah,
a living.
right. I needed money, needed to make a living, but it was beyond that. It was greed, and it was very much so greed, more than.
It's probably not greed, probably just you're doing it for the sole purpose of money without anything else behind it, right?
Yeah, that's.
Because greed is you keep wanting more, but you
Yeah,
really didn't
you're
have
right. It
that, you
was
didn't have that much of that
right.
time to say you wanted more than what you already have.
Yeah, no, it
It's
was
more, probably more like,
everything I did was for money.
yeah, you had no intention to serve the people
Right.
at the job that you're doing. You just wanted to get a paycheck.
Right. I did everything just for that paycheck, and I had no relationship with God. Actually, when I left, I was bargaining. I still believed in God, so I was bargaining with God that if he just lets me do this on my own, I'll turn around and bless people with the money that I earn. That's what I told myself, was that if he allows me to earn the money, I'll turn around and bless people. I mean, it's so arrogant, and it's a very poor way of thinking, to say the least. So I started that job in February. Maybe it was January. It was early 2021. So then I quickly became unhappy.
How many months were you at that job?
I left that job in April. But before I left, I actually met my wife. didn't meet her, but I reconnected with her. We had gone to high school together, and it was late February when we connected again. And by mid-March, sorry, I'll go back a little bit. Right before I met her, I was very unhappy, and
You're unhappy because of what?
because of the choice that I made to leave and do what I was doing.
To leave Premier.
Right, to leave the clinic and take the job that I was at. And I felt very empty and very, like I had no purpose, because I really did have no purpose at the
So
time.
you're unhappy because you now have a job, you're making money, but you don't feel that you had a sense of purpose.
Right, I was simply waking up, earning a paycheck, and going to sleep.
Okay.
There was no
No higher purpose than that.
Higher purpose.
Okay.
At I remember I was sitting in my room and I started praying, which I hadn't done in a while.
So you just prayed on your own?
Yep. I prayed on my own. I said, "If you want me to leave," and so God said, "If it's your plan for me to leave this job and work somewhere else, I want it to happen. But if it's not, just show me what you want me to do." And the next day, when I maybe a couple of days after, I started to realize that, I can't explain it, the feeling, but it's like this knowing, this realization that I needed to find something else to do, because it wasn't what I was supposed to be doing. So right after that happened, I reconnected with Juliana, and by the middle of March, I knew that I was going to marry her.
Okay, so how did you reconnect with her? What circumstances?
It was strictly through social media. It was we started texting.
So you knew her from high school?
Yeah, we went to high school together.
And then you just, by accident, reconnected?
Yep, there was no reason behind reconnecting, at least the one that I could see, there was no reason.
So it was a chance meeting on social media?
Right, yep.
Purely chance?
Yep.
Okay, and then how long after did you realize you wanted to marry her?
I remember this day because I told her this. I said, on March 13th, I said, we decided that we wanted to date. Mm-hmm. And on March 13th, I said to myself, I said, I'm going to marry this girl.
Before the date?
No, we started dating.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was very quickly after. And the reason why I knew was because I had never felt, again, I can't explain it, but it's the sense of realization that it's beyond all understanding. It's like they say, God can provide peace beyond all understanding. It's the realization beyond any kind of.
So you just knew.
You just knew. I woke up and knew, and there was no.
What period of time?
Maybe a month.
Wow.
And it was, and saying that it sounds like it was, unprovoked and impulsive, but there was absolutely no. This was unlike any decision I've ever made in my mind.
So how long did you know each other for in high school?
I mean, we started knowing each other in the ninth grade, I think.
So you've known each other for a few years?
We've known of each other for several years, yeah. Oh. So, but when I tell people that within a month I knew I was going to marry her, within a month of dating her, I knew I was going to marry her, it's like people kind of scoff, but it's
really not a month because you knew her from before.
Yeah, but it really was a month because we had no relationship.
So you knew of her, but you were not really close or anything.
Right, no. We didn't talk. We didn't. So, like, when I tell people that, they might scoff or whatever, but it's there was absolutely no impulsiveness behind it. Mm-hmm. You know, people that, like, I've been very impulsive, and I get that feeling of being, like, I want it now. It wasn't that I wanted to marry her right now. It's that I knew one day
that you will
marry. I was going to marry her.
Yeah.
And she felt the same way. And it was part of the start of one of my many blessings. She taught me what it actually meant to love somebody. Mm. And unconditional, best of our ability as humans, as we can do, to love somebody. It became clearer and clearer to me that this was not a by chance thing. Mm. That it was what I was supposed to do. And it just further embedded in my mind that it was the right thing to do. So
prior to that, is it fair to say that you've never experienced loving another person or making sacrifices for other people, and you're only pretty much loving yourself? You've never experienced how it is to deny yourself something for others.
I've always been a caring person, and I've always had I've never been able to hold a grudge against someone, so I've always had a hard time being mad at people. So it's not that that this was the first time that I've experienced that, but prior to us meeting, I had grown very arrogant and self-centered. That this was the first time since growing out of that selfless mindset. I grew out of the selflessness into the selfishness. So since the selfishness, this was the first time that I felt that feeling of I would do anything for this person.
Right. So, in other words, prior to that, you were used to doing things that please you, doing things that's convenient for you.
Right. I did things because they felt good, and
you never had thought about doing something for other people, even if it means inconvenience for your sacrifice on your part. Is
right,
that correct?
Right.